91X News.
It's 12 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. A Trenton restaurant had its Poppy's boxes robbed over the weekend. Quinty West OPP was called to the restaurant on Saturday morning and found two Poppy boxes had their funds taken on Friday night. 48-year-old Michael Wayne Enright and 37-year-old Teresa Marcotte, both of Trenton, were arrested and charged with theft under $5,000. Marcotte is due in court today in Belleville, while Enright will have a court date on December the 8th in Belleville. Quinty West OPP dealt with a domestic dispute on Friday, arresting and charging a 37-year-old Trenton woman with two counts of assault for uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm and for assaulting a police officer. The woman was held on bail and will be in a Belleville court today. Two Belleville men were arrested yesterday after Belleville police were called to a Dundas Street West residence in response to a complaint involving two hammer-carrying masked men. No injuries were reported. 25-year-old Jonathan Andrew Hill and 22-year-old Tyler Jason Hill, both of Belleville, have both each been charged with counts of break and enter, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, mischief under $5,000, and wearing a disguise in the commission of an indictable offense, along with other separate charges. Both men will have bail hearings for tomorrow. An investigation by Belleville police is ongoing after a Pine Street residence reported a break and enter. Thieves entered the residence last Sunday evening and stole electronics. The Ontario Provincial Police is urging the public to prepare for future snowfalls when driving on Ontario's roads and highways this winter. The OPP advises drivers to get their vehicles ready and to adjust their driving habits in order to prevent collisions in the winter. Some of the ways drivers can prepare for the winter is to install winter tires, having an ice scraper or a snow brush ready to clear windshields and lights, slowing down the speed of their vehicles, and to check road and weather conditions before driving. The Hastings and Prince Edward County's Health Unit is now accepting nominations for their Smoke-Free Initiative Awards. The award program recognizes individuals, workplaces, schools, and community organizations who promote smoke-free living. This will be the fifth time the awards are presented. Nomination forms are available online at www.yourhealthunit.ca. Nominations must be received by December 2, 2011, and the presentation will take place in early 2012. Demonstrators at the Occupy Vancouver site say they have the right to protest and won't leave the lawn of the city's art gallery, despite an expected court injunction. Mayor Gregor Robertson announced yesterday that the city wanted them gone after a woman died at the encampment on Saturday. In Victoria, the clock is ticking towards a noon deadline for campers to leave the Occupy protest outside City Hall. The union representing Air Canada flight attendants says an arbitrator has issued a decision that establishes a new collective agreement with the Montreal-based carrier. Details of the ruling weren't immediately available. The Canada Industrial Relations Board arbitrator was asked to rule on the airline's desire to start a low-cost carrier, wages, working conditions, and pensions. Both sides have agreed that the ruling will be final and binding. The wealth gap between younger and older Americans is now at its widest point in history. Census data shows the typical U.S. household, headed by a person aged 65 or older, has a net worth 40 times greater than a one headed at someone under 35. Analysts say the disparity reflects the impact of the economic downturn, which has hit young adults hard. As well, the number of people living in poverty in America is growing.
Making ends meet is not easy for an increasing number of people. The latest Census Bureau figures show more than 49 million people are now living in poverty, a record amount. Much of the increase is the result of everyday costs that continue to rise, such as out-of-pocket medical expenses. Older Americans had the biggest jump in October. Almost 16% are living below the poverty line. And the poverty level for Hispanics is now more than 28%. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Voters in Saskatchewan will have to slog their way through the first snowfall of the season to get to polling stations in today's provincial election. People in eastern Saskatchewan and western Manitoba are digging out of as much as 27 centimeters of snow. Highway crews spent yesterday clearing snow and ice from roads that are expected to be busy again today. Greece's two biggest parties are resuming talks today to agree on who should be the country's new prime minister. The two sides reached a historic power-sharing deal to accept a massive financial rescue package and prevent bankruptcy. Reporter Derek Gatopoulos says Greeks are divided over the future of their country's government.
Feeling is generally mixed, but not very impassioned either way. People who wanted the deal, obviously relieved. People who are very angry with the government obviously think that now they have an ally who will make the austerity even worse.
Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi continues to hold on to power despite reports that he'll resign so a new government can push through tough economic reforms. The controversial billionaire leader has gone on national television saying he has the numbers to win an upcoming vote in Parliament. But more and more supporters are making it clear they want Berlusconi gone as interest rates on Italy's mammoth debt skyrocket, putting Italy's and Europe's economies at risk. Reporter Francis D'Amelio says the Italian economy has stalled because none of the recommended fiscal stimulants have been implemented.
It's been going nowhere for quite some time, for 2 or 3 years. It's been stagnant. Berlusconi seems to be dragging his feet on these urgent measures that both the European Central Bank has demanded and the International Monetary Fund.
That's 91X News to 1206. Steph Crozier has sports next.
The way I see it, if you can't carve with the best of them, at least look like you can. The Shack at College Sports is the place to get the hottest trends in jackets, pants, toques, sunglasses, and gloves. Look and feel epic, sporting styles from the biggest and best brand names like Salomon, Oakley, Rossignol, and Roxy. So sick that no one will notice that you really don't shred the gnar.
Stay toasty, be trendy in the best in winter sportwear. Shop The Shack at College Sports, 23 College Street West, Belleville, because your favorite pastime is college sports' favorite pastime.
Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier with 91X Sports. In the OHL, there is only one game today. Kingston visited Ottawa this morning at 10:30. The Belleville Bulls have a long break this week to play again Saturday against Saginaw. It's a busy night in Junior A. Whitby and Coburg face off at 7 o'clock. North York travels to Vaughan at 7:25. And at 7:30, Burlington will be in Buffalo, and Markham will be in Hamilton. As for Empire B, every team tonight has a break, but Port Hope will travel to Napanee tomorrow night at 7:30. In the NHL tonight, there will be one game in each conference. In the Eastern Conference, the New York Islanders will take on Boston at 7 tonight. In the Western Conference, the Sharks host the Kings at 10:30. The St. Louis Blues have changed coaches after a disappointing 6-7 start, firing Davis Payne and hiring Ken Hitchcock to a contract through the next season. The 40-year-old Payne was the second youngest coach in the NHL, but got only one full season with St. Louis after being hired in January 2012. It's shocking and it's disappointing, but in the end, you're responsible for all the areas of your hockey team, Payne said in a telephone interview with the Associated Press and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. There were pieces that weren't firing on all cylinders, and it's under my umbrella of responsibility. John Cherry was in the news again this weekend. The colorful co-host of CBC's Coach's Corner on Hockey Night in Canada has turned down an honorary doctorate from the Royal Military College in Kingston. Cherry declined the honor after French professor Catherine Lord criticized Cherry in an open letter to a local newspaper. Lord wrote, "On many occasions he publicly expressed his contempt for many groups of the Canadian population, notably for the French-speaking Canadians, for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered community, and for the immigrants." When the subject was brought up on Saturday's Coach's Corner, Cherry stated, "The other two guys are great guys. They're getting doctorates, and I'm sorry I can't be there. I don't want to talk on it. I love RMC, and that's it." 20 years ago today, NBA star Magic Johnson announced to the world that he was HIV positive. Johnson, speaking to ESPN, says he is still working hard to help find a cure.
"This disease is still out here. We can't relax. We got to continue to raise the awareness level, continue to care for people with HIV and AIDS, because over 2 million people every year get diagnosed, and about almost 2 million people a year die from this disease. So it's still out here. There's no cure."
Yesterday was a sad day in the equestrian show jumping world. After completing a 13 fence track at the Rolex FEI World Cup jumping event in Verona, Italy, Hickstead collapsed of an apparent heart attack. The 15-year-old horse that Canadian Eric Lamaze rode to 2 medals at the Beijing Olympics thrashed for a few minutes, then died in front of a thousand horrified onlookers. Lamaze said that he is devastated and that he was the best horse in the world. Lamaze's fellow riders opted not to continue in the competition. John Roche, director of jumping at the Federal Equestrian International, said the cause of death has not been confirmed. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here is Jose de Barros with 91x weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 13. Tonight, partly cloudy. Fog patches developing overnight, low of plus 4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, fog patches dissipating in the morning, high of 12. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, low of 8 and high of 15. At 12:10, it's 12 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Steph Crozier. News is next at 1 o'clock.